Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Creative Kindergarten Podcast. My name is Amanda, and I'm an early childhood educator in Ontario, Canada. And this podcast is a place where I talk about all things kindergarten. I pick a topic for the week, and I share my thoughts, my ideas, my learning around that topic. This week's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about my advice for educators that are entering maybe their first year in kindergarten, or maybe just their first year in teaching in general. And even if you're not in your first year of teaching, this might be some advice that resonates with you for the beginning of the school year. I asked this to my Instagram audience this past week, and I got such great advice and things that, you know, I never even thought of to share. So I thought this would be a great podcast episode to share some of those responses, to share my advice, and to just go over, you know, those first year kindergarten jitters, like what to expect and, you know, how we can ready ourselves for this new school year. So first of all, some of this advice is like my advice, but some of this advice is also from my Instagram audience. They shared some great comments and insights for first year educators. I'm saying first year educators, but really these were great reminders for myself as well. So I really love, you know, reflecting on what I want my beginning my school year to be like. So I just wanted to, you know, share these with you as well. My advice when somebody asked me what my number one piece of advice for a kindergarten first-time educator was that you really have to be open and flexible. You know, September in kindergarten, it's not chaos, it's controlled chaos. You never know what these little peanuts are going to be throwing at you on in a school day. You never know how your schedule is going to get changed, if you're going to get new students, if they're going to flip classrooms around. So there's like administrative things that get thrown your way. Plus, you know, you just don't know these students. This is their first year going into school for some of them. And so you don't have any prior background knowledge on some of your students. You don't have any relationships with them. You sometimes don't even have relationships with the families if this is their first child entering the school system. So really being open and flexible to anything that's being thrown your way so that you can change up your flow of the day. If you need to, you can change up what you're teaching. You know, you're not sticking to a strict schedule. You're not sticking to like a strict like set of activities that you're doing. You're changing things up to meet their needs as you get to know them, and you're really just going with the flow. Having said all that, I'm a very type A personality. I like having a schedule. I like having things set out. I like having a plan. And I still do that. I still have a plan of what I would love, like my, you know, best case scenario, the things that I would love to get accomplished in September, all those lovely things that I would love to do. I have those in the back of my mind. I have them planned out. But I also know that like at any given moment, those could all get thrown out the window and we could have to do something else. My teaching partner and I, we always talked about like, just, you know, even if on the morning of we had a plan for something and we have to throw that out the window once the students come into the classroom, like that's okay. You know, you have to be responsive to the students that you have in front of you. And so, especially in the Ontario kindergarten program where you do have that flexibility in your programming, like just go with the flow of what your students need. If they need to go outside more, you go outside. If they need more quiet, calming activities, you do that. If they're in a silly mood and they want to play games, you do that. Like you just go with what, you know, is happening. You know, there might be something really exciting happening for somebody at home that they would love to share. Let's do that. You know, like there's all kinds of great opportunities when you get to know your students and you listen to them and you're responsive to them. There's so many great opportunities to learn and grow with them that you really have to be that open and flexible educator, which can be hard, don't get me wrong. And especially if you're not in a place that has a program like the Ontario kindergarten program that is very open and, you know, educators can be responsive to the needs of students. Like I can understand that there's some educators in the States that have a very like rigorous curriculum, I guess, for lack of a better word, that they have to follow. They have a very rigorous schedule. Find those moments, though, where you can be very responsive to those students and be open and listening to them. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is that you are going to be learning so much about kindergarten. You're going to see what other educators are doing. You're going to maybe get some professional development where they're going to throw a whole bunch of new stuff at you. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again right now. Like, have a teaching toolbox where you put all of these ideas, this learning into. Stick them all into that teaching toolbox. You will not be able to do it all. 9 years into this, I'm still not able to do it all, and that has to be okay. You cannot spend hours and hours after school trying to get everything done and everything prepped and ready to do every single thing that you see out there. Pick some really core things that you want to do with your students, some things that are really, again, responsive to your students. And then if you see anything else that you're like, oh, I'd love to do that with my students, I just don't have the time right now, you put that in your teaching toolbox and you come back to it. You know, you learn about a new teaching practice that you're really open to and you want to learn more about. That goes into your teaching toolbox. It doesn't mean that like you learn about it on Monday afternoon and like Tuesday morning you're doing it. Just, you know, unless it's something that is a quick implementation that you just want to try out, that's okay. But like, put it into your teaching toolbox, learn more about it, become more comfortable with it, and then try some things out. You don't have to do everything right away. You really have to put things into your teaching toolbox and take them out as needed. You know, sometimes you learn some great self-regulation skills, how to teach some great self-regulation skills for some students, but you know, you don't have a student that currently needs, you know, support with those skills. I'm just taking that as an example. All of our students need to develop self-regulation skills. But like, you know, if you have like a new thing that you want to try out, but it's just not, it doesn't fit in with your students right now, you might need it next year. So put that into your teaching toolbox, put that into your back pocket, and save that for when you might need a student even a couple months from now that needs, you know, that new calming technique that you learned about. It doesn't mean you have to do everything right away, because I know like my first few years in kindergarten, I would go to all these wonderful PDs and see all this wonderful things happening on Instagram. And, you know, I would go to webinars or read articles and I'd be like, oh my goodness, I want to implement all of this. But there's just no way to do that. I've talked about this in previous podcast episodes, even with professional development. I pick a goal for myself for that year. Last year was learning more about the science of reading and implementing a structured literacy instruction routine. And that's what I focused a lot of my learning on last year. It doesn't mean I didn't take other learning opportunities. It just might not mean that I take a bunch of other learning opportunities. I was really focused in what I was reading and what I was doing so that I wasn't getting overwhelmed. And I think that's really important, especially for your first year when everything is just so new and you're just like, oh my goodness, what do I start with? Where do I go? And just pick a focus for yourself and then just go with it. It doesn't mean that you're not going to learn a ton of stuff. It just means that, you know, you're not letting yourself get overwhelmed by everything that's getting thrown at you. The other thing that a lot of kindergarten educators I'm seeing pop up is they're saying, especially with the Ontario kindergarten program, because I'm in a lot of groups for that. So sorry if you're outside of Ontario, but this will also apply to you. But people are asking like, where do I start with kindergarten? And I'm going to say it. You start with our kindergarten program. You start with your kindergarten curriculum. Start there. You know, you see all these wonderful resources, all these materials, all these great classroom setups, and you see all these things and you're like, where do I start? And you start with your program document, you start with your kindergarten curriculum, and then you build out from there. You read those curriculum documents, you read those program documents, and you come up with like some kind of pedagogy of how you want your classroom to run, and you start there. You don't start with the beautiful classroom decor. You don't start with the centers and materials. You start with your program and then you build out from there. That being said, the Ontario kindergarten program is massive. We're a week out from starting the school year, so I understand if you know reading that 300-page document seems overwhelming, But I will say a lot of the things that you need to know about the kindergarten program document is in there. And I do have a 10-part video series about that if you want to know kind of where to dip your toes into. I will put the link for the sign up for that in the show notes if you would like to sign up for it, or you can reach out to me and I can send you the link to sign up for that. But just start there. And then grow your practice from there, grow your pedagogy from your kindergarten program document. I hear a lot of people, you know, oh, I start with this year-long math program, or I start with this literacy routine, or whatever it might be. And though it's great to have a starting point for those things, especially in Ontario, that is one of our four frames, they're called, of our Ontario kindergarten program document. That's not where I would start. If I could go back in time and restart, you know, my learning around the kindergarten program when I was first hired 9 years ago, I would tell myself, just pick up that program document and read it. Like, that is my piece of advice for anybody, especially in Ontario. That is where I would start, because it is so rich and it has so much information for people. So that is kind of like my advice. I know that wasn't one piece of advice, but that was like my three-part answer to that, my piece of advice for kindergarten, first-time kindergarten educators, or maybe educators that are in their first couple years of kindergarten. So be flexible and open. Don't get overwhelmed with too much learning. Well, not too much learning. There's never can be too much learning, but don't get overwhelmed with all of the new information that is being thrown at you. Start building your teacher toolbox that you can dip into whenever you need it. You don't need to implement and, you know, figure everything out your first year. Not again, 9 years later, I still don't have everything figured out. And the third one being, you know, become familiar with your kindergarten program document or your kindergarten curriculum. Those are like the top three things that I would do for me personally, if I could go back in time and like give myself my best pieces of advice, that would be it. I had some other great comments with some other great pieces of advice over on Instagram that I really wanted to share as well, because I think they're really important. You know, one of the pieces was, don't worry, it all works out. Have fun with them. And that's so true. During the school year, you start getting like really wrapped up in some things. And I know this was particularly true for me this past year. And I think I talked about it in a previous episode. But, you know, I just forgot to have fun. You know, like halfway through the year with all of, you know, the pressure and just getting wrapped up in our programming and, you know, trying to get everything done and not taking my own advice. And I realized, like, these are 4 and 5 year olds. They need to have fun. They need to see me having fun. And I want to have fun with them. So find those opportunities to play and have fun with your students, especially when you're getting to know them in September. You know, I often see people like, oh, September, you know, I do a lot of assessment and I'm assessing my students. And yes, assessment and documentation is important. But for my first 2 weeks of school, I don't know my students yet. I have no relationship with them. I have no basis to start assessment with them because I don't have a relationship with them. They're not comfortable with me. They don't know me. I'm not going to assess them until I have that relationship with them. And how do I build that relationship? You have fun with them. You build that rapport. You make them comfortable. You build their sense of belonging, their sense of well-being. And part of that is having fun. A lot of the other pieces of advice were very similar. Like, let them play. That is one of, especially on Ontario, I'm going to say it again, Ontario kindergarten program, very different from, I know, a lot of places in the States, but children learn through play. So let them play, let them build those social bonds through play, let them build, you know, that those social competencies, problem solving skills, that sense of belonging, that sense of well-being in your classroom by letting them play. Again, I know in other places it's much different because, you know, you have a curriculum that doesn't allow for much wiggle room in that way, but how can you build that into your day? How can you have those opportunities for children to play and build their brains through play and build all those synapse connections and, you know, build those relationships and those social competencies through play? Again, you know, in September, people get wrapped up in assessment and, you know, getting to their small groups and doing all these things. And really what the students need, especially if they're in their first year of school, is those opportunities to play and relationship build and, you know, feeling comfortable in the school environment. That's where you need to start before you start any kind of assessment. I truly believe that. Like, you're not going to get any kind of indicator of students' knowledge or students' abilities if they don't feel comfortable with you. I'm still documenting throughout the month of September, don't get me wrong, and I still will do assessments, but that is not my primary focus, especially not in the first 2 weeks of school. And, you know, September especially gets very messy, and messy in a good way. Like, you are trying to figure out your students, you're building those relationships. In kindergarten in Ontario, you have a teaching partnership with an early childhood educator and a teacher. And you're trying, if you're first year together, you're trying to figure out that relationship. You're figuring out relationships with families. This year, I have a new teaching partner, so I'm going to be working with somebody new. I know her. We've worked together for years, but we haven't worked in the same classroom together. And so I'm building a relationship with my new teaching partner. We have a new principal coming in, so I'll be building a new relationship with him. I'm going into a new classroom with all new students that I do not know, with all new families that I do not know. So I'll be building relationships with families. And so September is just me figuring out all those relationships. And, you know, it's just going to be taking September to get messy, to figure things out, to try out new things, and then settle into some kind of routine. You know, I have a feeling that there might be a new kindergarten classroom added to our school as well, so we might have to reorganize some students, some staff, whatever. September, oh boy, sometimes it can get real messy. And again, it goes with that being open and flexible situation where you just have to kind of go with it and figure it out as you go along. You know, take those opportunities to just have fun with your students, play around, and get to know them and all the new relationships that you have to build around you. Another piece of advice that I had to remind myself over and over and over again this past year, and it's being kind to yourself. You won't be able to do it all. It's just not feasible with a class of sometimes 30 plus kids and all of the expectations that come along with, you know, small groups, whole groups, planning for the day, following the inquiry with students, doing your outdoor learning, you know, all of those elements that go into great classrooms. Again, it can become very overwhelming, and you cannot do it all, even though, you know, there's some people that look like they have it all figured out, and maybe they do. Maybe they're a magical unicorn that has it all figured out, but I haven't met anybody like that yet. I haven't met an educator that has got it all figured out. But what you can do, what you have control over, is being kind to yourself and allowing yourself room to breathe and to grow. My teaching partner and I, this past year, it was our first year together, and we figured that out, I don't even know, maybe halfway through the year, we're like, oh my gosh, we are running ourselves ragged. We need to be kind to ourselves, and we need to figure out ways that, you know, we can lessen the load on ourselves and just be kind and, you know, find that fun again with our students. And so, you know, just allow yourself, first of all, to make mistakes, to try new things, but also just be kind and know that nobody is doing it all. Even if they have it figured out, even if over on Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook you're seeing all these beautiful things happening, it doesn't mean that everybody's got it all figured out. Just remember, that's a snapshot of a day, and it doesn't mean that they've got it all figured out, and you have to be kind to yourself. The one big thing that I do focus on in September and throughout the year as well is the routines of the school day and getting students comfortable with following the routines of the school day. Things like going to the washroom, how, like, we have a bathroom in our classroom, so we're lucky for that. So just talking to students about, like, if you need to use the washroom, just go. So how are you going to set up a routine with your students so that they know how to even use the washroom? Again, if this is their first time entering a school building and they have no idea how to use a washroom, that is one of the things that I would definitely go over with in the first days of school. Going to the washroom and then going over it. It's very overwhelming when you come into a new building, you're meeting all kinds of new people. You know, there's all kinds of doors that you don't know where they go to and you're scared about going to the wrong place. Like, go over it every day. Just be like, oh, remember, this is where the bathroom is after lunch. Oh, if you need to use the washroom, don't forget, it's over here. Going over those rules and routines. If your bathroom is not in the classroom, how are students able to ask to go to the washroom so that you're not losing any students in the hallway or things like that? Is it going to be a specific time of the day? What is that going to look like? All those lovely things. Make sure you're building those rules and routines for your students so that they start to feel comfortable. And I know, especially, like, I think of it because I'm an A-type personality where I like to know, you know, what's happening first, what's happening next, and things like that. I try to build that for my students as well so that they have an idea of what the school day is going to look like for them so that they don't have anything unexpected happening or that they don't feel overwhelmed by too many things going on at once. You know, building those rules and routines with your students is really helpful. Building those rules and those classroom expectations with them helps them make a connection to them so that they understand what they are and why they're important is great as well. And I say, like, we do this in September, but really we go over rules and expectations all year, all the time. If you want to know just how well our introduction to rules and routines was at the beginning of our school year this year, you can go listen to my podcast about the hard reset that we had to do back in October. Again, you know, being responsive to your students, we figured out in October that they did not understand what the difference was between being at school and at home. Like, they acted like they were at home when really they were at school. And like, simple things like, you know, if there's 30 people that have to use a book, we can't all just, like, be flipping through the pages roughly and just shoving it back wherever we wanted. Like, we had to show them how to use, very explicitly show them how to use the materials in the classroom. It got much better after that, but we did a whole day where we just, every single rule and routine of the classroom, we did it all together. And we went through our whole school day together. And at each step of the way, my teaching partner and I modeled what the behavior would look like there. Not like rigid, like you can only do this one thing over here, but more of like how to treat materials, how to treat each other, and, you know, how to safely be in a space with 30 people. So again, nobody's got it all figured out, and we figured out quite quickly in October that it just, our classroom was just not a place of respect and a place where learning could happen very easily. So we took that opportunity to go over those rules and routines with our students again. And I think that's important, being responsive to your students. So yeah, those are all the pieces of advice that I have for you. If you are a first year kindergarten educator, listen, I just gave a lot of advice, but to be honest, I am an early childhood educator. I often get asked, like, why don't you become a teacher? And I just love kindergarten. I'm doing my 9th year of it, so I have to remind myself of this often, that I do really love it. These guys come into school, these little peanuts come into school, and the growth that you get to see, how they develop their personalities, how they, you know, learn, and like all of these light bulb moments, like it's light bulb moments all day, every day, as they build their brains, as they like put together all of those synapses and things just start coming together for them. It's just constantly seeing so much amazingness happening in the classroom, and it's a beautiful thing. And it's a really magical place to be, and it's a wonderful place to be. So don't get overwhelmed. Have fun and, you know, build that teaching toolbox that you can come back to year after year. You don't have to have it all figured out in September. 9 years, and I will not have it all figured out in September, I promise you. And I will tell you all about what I don't have figured out in a future podcast episode. So make sure you are following me. I try to put up new podcast episodes every Tuesday. And so follow me on whatever podcast platform you're listening to so that you know whenever I'm putting out new episodes. And go follow me over on Instagram. I share a lot of things that I'm doing in my classroom, things that I'm thinking about, resources that I'm finding. And yeah, I will put the link to the free 10-part video series that I have about the Ontario Kindergarten Program. I'll put that link in the show notes for you if you are a first-year kindergarten educator in Ontario. Even if you're not in Ontario, like, it talks about the kindergarten program, our like curriculum for a few videos, but the rest of the videos can be applied like broadly to any kindergarten educator or program. And so you can go and sign up for that. It is free. I will put the link in the show notes, or you can just reach out to me. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope that you have a great start to the school year. If you are going back in the coming week, I have about a week left of my summer break. I go back next week. So I stay tuned for all of the learning that I do again this year. Have a great day, and I will talk to you all next time. Bye.